Hi, Ben. So it's been a good morning, hasn't it? Today it's been such a blessing. It always is a blessing, isn't it? Amazing how God makes every Sunday a different day, and yet every day. But I mean, when we gather together on Sunday, it's such an amazing time of being built up and being blessed in God. Today, or not today, but the last few days, I cast my mind back on the week we've just had as a fellowship, and it's been an extraordinary week in so many ways. Extraordinary, really. And it's been, some parts of it have been very happy, and of course some parts of it have been very sad. And we know for Steve, it's ended up being very happy, but it's also been very sad for Jenny and for us as a fellowship in our loss. But we do rejoice with Steve in his gain. So we really thank God for that. And I just thought it would be a good thing to consider the lead up really to Steve's passing. And so I thought I'd sort of go over it a little bit, and we can discuss and see what we think. What really struck me was the hugely encouraging thing that we worked as a team leading up to Steve's passing. We really did, because we did encourage each other. We stood on the word of God and believed the word of God. We declared the word of God. We had faith in our hearts. We just, I have a real sense that God was really pleased with that side of it, as it were, with our standing together. We were in unity. We were pressing towards a goal, and it was with all faith in our God, declaring what Jesus had done on the cross, declaring the word, and really standing firm in that. And I do believe that really blessed God's heart. But at the end of the time, our brother passed, and we didn't see the answer to our prayers as we thought it should be. We were looking to his physical healing here on this earth to my mind, and I think I can speak corporately, to our for Steve's benefit, obviously free from pain, and of course with Jenny's benefit, having her husband with her, and for the testimony of the Church of the Living God. That is what we saw, and it didn't happen as we thought it should have happened, or not as it should have happened, but as we thought, the way we were praying. So when I got over the initial shock of Steve passing, I thought about it. And I had a disquiet in my heart. I just thought, Lord, it was not for a lack of faith or a lack of unity or a lack of pressing in that our prayers weren't answered. So I said, Lord, we need to learn. I need to learn myself. And I think as a body, we need to hear why. Simply because I don't believe you want your body to walk in not knowing and in not understanding. God's desire, I'm absolutely convinced, is that we are very clear in what he is saying, what he is doing, and where we fit in. God does not walk being covered. He walks in the light, and we walk in the light. So therefore, we should see, we should hear, we should know under his guidance. So I just put this to him, and I said, Lord, I want to learn from this. And I want to know what it is that we missed, because I think we did miss. I think it's good to to acknowledge we missed. So what is it that we missed, Lord? And he didn't answer me right then at the time. But then that night, I had a dream. And I believe the dream was God's answer to me personally, and I think to us as well. The dream came in two parts. So it moved from one scene to another scene. In the first scene, in part one, I was in a room and there were about six or eight soldiers sort of leaning against a wall. They weren't standing to attention, or they were just sort of there, sort of obviously just being at ease with each other and leaning against the wall. And then in the same room, on the opposite corner, there was a wash hand basin, and I was standing in front of the wash hand basin, and I was cleaning my teeth and my tongue with a toothbrush with toothpaste. I was doing it very diligently. And then one of the soldiers broke off from the group and came over to me, and he seemed like quite a young soldier. He was a young soldier. And he said to me, how do you clean your teeth? What's the best way to clean your teeth? And so I showed him my method, and there was a sense that he was pleased with that. That was the first part of the dream. And then I moved to another scene altogether. And it was a full woman. First of all, just if you can just imagine, like in a Mediterranean town that's built on a hill, they have these steps, don't they, connecting one level of the town to another level, and wide steps, like in the open, you know, just wide steps. So there were these wide steps, but separated by a handrail. So there was the right-hand part of the steps and the left-hand part of the steps, but wide. And there were four women who were friends. There was definitely a sense of friendship. And one woman was a little bit taller than the other women. And then there were four cars, a car for each woman. Three of the cars were very similar, your average sort of car, you know, very similar cars. But one car was like a sports car Mercedes. It was just top of the range. And this slightly taller lady got into the Mercedes, and she literally just zoomed up very easily to the top of the stairs. And there was a lot of steps. She just zoomed up to the top and off she went in her car. I thought, that looks good. I'm going to do that too. I got in my average car and I went to the right-hand part of the steps and I started up, but there was no way I was going to get to the top. It just stalled sort of midway and slid back down again. And then I went to the left-hand side and I got up, but it was with difficulty. Although the steps looked the same, you know, anyway, and that was my dream. And it puzzled me, of course. I thought, all this, you know, but I really felt God was saying something through these two scenarios. And so I looked in my dream, well, not my dream book, Hazel's dream book, actually, that she'd lent to us. And I started really digging and delving and looking up some of the scriptures that they suggested. A very comprehensive dream book, by the way. I can recommend it. Let me just tell you. It's The Divinity Code to Understanding Your Dreams and Visions by Adam Thompson and Adrian Beale. Really good. And it's recommended by a lot of sort of well-established Christians as well. Anyway, so I started looking into my dreams. So I looked up the individual words, the soldiers, the wash basin, the toothbrush, the toothpaste, all the rest of the things. And each of them have a meaning in scripture. So this whole thing is based, that this book talks about the interpreting your dreams through scripture. So for instance, the soldiers are spiritual warriors. But if you remember, my soldiers in my dream were not very alert. They were sort of a bit casual. I wouldn't say alert, perhaps alert's not the word, but they were a little bit casual. The wash basin is the word of God. Clean, it possibly speaks of an outward appearance rather than an inward reality. This is according to this book. I could give you the scriptures, but I don't think it's necessary right now. Teeth are the believers, taken from the Song of Solomon, by the way. The tongue are words. the toothbrush is the word of God, and toothpaste cleanses, it's the blood of Jesus. So if I put these things together, and I also prayed and asked God for his revelation, I felt it was believers who are not entirely spiritually alert, gathering together to pray and believe. They are using the word of God, the blood of Jesus, speaking words of faith, and everything is good at that level. However, I then went to the part two of my dream with the women and the cars. The number four is an earthly effort or the flesh. The women again indicate believers, but if you remember, one of the women was slightly taller, and I believe that was the Holy Spirit. Standing means they're ready to serve. They're standing in faith. And when you have steps going up and you're at the bottom looking up, as we were, that is God bringing you to a place of being mindful in the spirit or growing in the spiritual realm. The car is ministry. The Mercedes is a powerful ministry through the Holy Spirit. A stored vehicle is not seen in the spirit, having the wrong perception. So then I put the part two together. When we rely on our own perception or lean on our own desires or have the wrong perception or understanding, we cannot accomplish the work of the Spirit. Prayer and ministry, which is done by leaning on the Holy Spirit, quickly accomplishes its purpose. So now I'm going to put the part one and part two together. And this is what I felt the Holy Spirit say to me with regard to our beautiful brother Steve. We saw a need and we wanted to see that need fulfilled. Steve was very ill, and we wanted him to be healed for his sake, obviously for Jenny's sake, and for our sake. We wanted to keep him with us because we loved him, and we wanted that testimony to be a bright, shining testimony. So we employed all the means available to us. The word of God, the blood of Jesus, standing in faith, worship, declaring what Jesus had done on the cross, all of these things we did. And it was good. It's good to do these things. However, we didn't hear what the Holy Spirit was saying in this particular situation, because we went according to what we desired would be the outcome. And so we went with our own desire and didn't hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying in this particular situation. Every new battle is a new way through the Spirit of the Lord. The old way won't necessarily be the right way for the new battle. And we mustn't lean on our own understanding. God said this to me so clearly. He said, do not lean on your own understanding or go according to your own desires. The Lord, he is God. And when we need to, when we go into a situation, I guess it's a matter of letting go all that our own heart either tells us or our own experiences tell us or our own desires in the situation. Let it go. Now this, I know for sure, in many situations, this is the battle. The battle is letting go of what we see or what we desire. And sometimes it takes on quite a long while to work through that, to just come to that place of real rest in God. That's where the battle is, to let it go. And then we hear, we get a deeper revelation from the Holy Spirit as to what he is saying into the situation. So using the Word of God obviously is one of the main weapons of our walk and in our warfare. But rather than using the Logos as the general panacea for everything, we have to use the Rhema word, that specific word that God has for the specific situation. And when we get that, when we're sure we've got God's word for a situation, we then employ that word with power. And that's the Mercedes zooming up the stairs, because it's the will of God, because it's empowered by the Holy Spirit. So it's using the word and the Holy Spirit together. If we just use the word, we lack revelation. We lack specific revelation for the situation. If we just use the Spirit, we can get a little bit flaky, can't we? We are apt to get very sort of, you know, puff pastry-like if we rely only on the Spirit of God. But when we use the Word and the Spirit, that's where the power of God is. That's where we can fly. I mean, I just thought that clip that we listened to earlier was so powerful. And it's learning not to rely on our own understanding or our own ways, but just to let go and hear God, even if it sounds something we don't really want to hear. That's one thing, and that's hard, isn't it? If God reveals something that really we don't want to hear, that we want to hear something else, but we have at the end of the day got to accept and go with what God has revealed to us. And so we didn't want our brother to go at this time. We wanted him to remain. But God said, it's his time. It's his time. And God took him. Jesus has the keys of death and Hades and life. No person is going to pass. Not one of us will pass until without the authority of God. So we move in him. And we know that our brother's in an excellent place. He's with Jesus. And in that, we really rejoice. But I really felt that God wants to take us to that place of flying, that place of freedom, that place of being in the sports Mercedes, so that we are not, you know. Also, I learned that in that dream book, that the right hand is the way of the Spirit, the left hand is the way of the flesh. And I was trying to go the way of the Spirit, but without the power of the Spirit. That was my way during this experience with Steve, and possibly all our ways. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. But I think God is encouraging us, because I know for sure he was well pleased with the way that we drew together. We encouraged each other. We encouraged Jenny, of course. I mean, Denise was a great encouragement to Denise, as were other people. So therefore, and to Steve as well. So therefore, it was not our actions that displeased God, but we didn't have the revelation that we needed. We didn't go according to the revelation that God wanted to give us. But you know, this is a learning time for all of us. And I think as we learn to let go, truly let go, and get out of the cage and submit to the Holy Spirit of God, whatever he's saying, we submit it, we take it into our own hearts, we apply it into our own hearts. And if we need each other's encouragement, well, then we need each other's encouragement, and that's great. But we make that decision, to connect with Holy Spirit, not lean on our own understanding, and enable him to give us that revelation that he wants to give us, all of us, every one of us. God has a way and a place where he wants us to go, a ministry where he wants us to zoom through. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, life isn't without its difficulties. We all know that. However, when we're walking in step with what Holy Spirit has already ordained and what He is doing, especially in these times. When we listen to Holy Spirit, we walk in step with Him. We are allowing Him to have that freedom that He wants to do in us and through us. We're agreeing with Him that that is power, absolute power in the Spirit of God, so that He's able to do and accomplish His will, His desire, and we are blessed out of our socks in doing that. And so I just want to really encourage us all, because I think we did well. We did well in our practical way, but God is just wanting to teach us a bit more, the revelation that comes from Him, and to know that He has really has that freedom for each and every one of us so that we can fly. I had this little thing that I've just written down. When the Spirit of God takes me to a higher place, revelation comes automatically. From that place of understanding, I can operate in a supernatural way. So I said, although this way of living is natural to you, God, it's not natural to me. Please transform my mind and my soul so that the Spirit rules in my inner man and the supernatural becomes my natural. To allow the Spirit, you know, again, I think touched on it earlier, in Thessalonians, it talks about we are body, soul, and spirit. Spirit, we know, is instantly made alive at salvation. Soul is being transformed. Body will receive its glorification in due time, when Jesus comes or when we pass. So the thing is that the desire of God is that the Spirit rules, not the soul. So often we allow our souls to rule our way. And God says, no, the one that's on top is the Spirit. And the soul has to do what the Spirit tells it to do. So my question was, well, then how do I get the Spirit, my spirit man, to be top dog, to be the ruler? Obviously, we know that it's God's Spirit working through our spirits. And there were some practical things the Lord said to me. And also listening to some teaching as well from other believers. Praying in tongues edifies our own spirits. So, beloved, pray in tongues, not just for, 2 minutes. Look, do what you can. But my suggestion to you is keep extending the time. Keep extending the time. Pray much in the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. That means our spirit man is beginning to be on top. And I believe there comes a tipping point when the Spirit, our spirits, are in rulership. That is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's in rulership, and the soul is in submission to the Spirit. So I'm just going for it. I'm going for it. And I'm praying much in tongues every day, God willing, by God's grace. And of course, the thing is the Word of God. The more we read the Word of God, the more we allow the Word of God to wash us, and the more we allow our hearts and minds to be transformed by the Word of God, the more the spirit man gets stronger and stronger. And just desiring Jesus, desiring more and more of Him. And I do believe that as we just press into Him, in the way that He guides and leads us individually and corporately, as He's doing, we will begin to get deeper and deeper in the Spirit of the Lord. And I know, I'm very sure, I'm absolutely certain that there is a tipping point where the Spirit of God flows and just flows individually and corporately, and we're on the road, I believe. Thank you. That's it for today.